the day to everyone listening. My name is Alina Spas, and I would like to welcome you to the first episode of Passage Spectralica. According to the CNN study conducted in 2020, 5.4 million Americans live with autism spectrum disorder and grapple with all the eclectic challenges that this complex and misunderstood condition introduces into their lives. Today, I would like to discuss the soul and fundamental concept guarding an intricate entity of autism into the lens of promising scientific research, known as the theory of mind, and its relevance to autism spectrum condition. Let's begin with definitions. The American Psychological Association defines autism spectrum disorder as difficulty with communication, social reciprocity, and interaction with other people, characterized by restricted interests and repetitive behaviors that altogether hurt the person's ability to function properly in school, work, and other areas of life. Meanwhile, the aforementioned source defines the theory of mind as cognitive capacity to infer others' mental states, intentions, desires, and beliefs that develops between the ages of 3 to 5 years old in neurotypical children. Numerous replicated studies have demonstrated that the theory of mind is impaired in autism, since individuals suffering from disorder encounter difficulty attributing mental states to themselves and others. The theory of mind is impaired in autism in multiple manifestations across cognitive and social domains. According to Helen Tager-Flossberg of Boston University School of Medicine, individuals with autism have difficulty identifying others' beliefs and shifting perspectives from their own perceptions to others' judgments, as demonstrated by false belief tasks inquiring about other people's perspectives on a given situation. Furthermore, individuals with autism evaluate behaviors based on outcomes, not intentions, have issues with interpretation of emotional information communicated by directions of one's gaze, and score lower on creativity measurements than controls. Second, individuals with autism have difficulty understanding that knowledge comes from sense experiences, which results in challenges in production of deception and understanding that someone is deceiving them, and in limited understanding of figurative speech and sarcasm. Third, individuals with autism experience challenges in regards to awareness of mental states in general, as demonstrated by issues with distinction between mental and physical activities, understanding of mental functions of the brain, and deficient mental state lexicon. According to Simon Baron Cohen of University of Cambridge, theory of mind is impaired in autism because people with autism display underdevelopment of mental state concepts and lack of social intuition. One of the potential reasons for impairment of the theory of mind in autism is the activation of brain regions associated with general problem solving when working on theory of mind tasks in people with autism, rather than areas central to the social cognitive neural network activated in normal controls under the same circumstances, which results in slower processing of information in people with autism. Another potential reason of impairment of the theory of mind in autism are language deficits in people with autism, resulting from reduced attention to mental state concepts and demonstrated by positive correlation between vocabulary, semantic and grammatical knowledge, test scores, and performance on theory of mind tasks, which can be explained by the fact that language provides a format for representing the content of mental states. Finally, another potential reason for impairment of the theory of mind in autism are executive function deficits in people with autism, demonstrated by reduced online perception and responsiveness to a wide range of stimuli, as well as by challenges with planning, flexibility, working memory, and inhibitory control. Consequences of impairment of theory of mind in autism significantly lower the quality of life of individuals with autism, and range from communication problems defined by Gabrielli, one of the adults with autism participating in Baron Cohen's study, as being in a gray zone in terms of social life, to mental health issues and education issues. Potential solutions for impairment of theory of mind in autism center around promotion of emotional intelligence in people with autism via adaptive behaviors, including communication facilitation that allows language development and experience sharing, logical reasoning cultivation, and identifying emotions with carefully chosen descriptive words in journaling. Each of the aforementioned options proposes a tangible solution to an intangible problem of autism hindering life experiences of millions of people who feel strongly yet find themselves wandering in a limbo of mentalizing confusion as they are unable to interpret their own feelings and feelings of others. This episode was produced and edited by Alina Spas.